This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we'll visit with DuPont Pioneer field agronomist Dave Kane. I talked with Dave about planting progress in his territory of the state and how conditions this spring compare to years past.
So I live in Springfield, and I cover an area that's generally west of Springfield. I go west of Springfield over to Quincy, kind of up towards Macomb and back over to Lincoln and all the counties and areas that are in between that general geography.
And right now we are in the heart of the planting season. Last week we had some rain that slowed the guys down for a little while, but want to talk about that planting progress. So how far along has corn come? And you said also working on beans already.
Yeah, so we did have that rain last week. It was a little bit spotty. Some growers had a nice rain, others a small rain. So that really hadn't slowed progress down too much. I would guess my area to be somewhere about 95% planted on corn. And over about the last 5 days, we've really started to do a lot of work on beans. And we're somewhere between 35 to 40% planted on soybeans as we sit today.
And, of course, with planting comes also looking into that weed control. So how are things looking from that aspect?
Things are moving along nicely. For the most part, it looks like applications have been going along pretty smoothly. A lot of corn chemicals were either applied just before planting or now that we're starting to emerge. Some of the growers are doing the row and go system. So they're now that they've got some rows that they can see, they're out there putting on early season chemicals. Same thing on soybeans, as growers have really gotten to appreciate what sort of weed pressures are out there. We see an awful lot of pre-emergent herbicides that are being put on. So same thing on soybeans. A lot of activity has been going on with applying chemicals on soybeans here while planting is also going on simultaneously.
How does this year compare so far to previous years as far as the planting progress and the field conditions that we have now?
Field conditions have been excellent this year, so comparable to some of the best years that we've had. Soil conditions have worked really, really well. Seed placement has gone on nicely, so that's worked well. I think as far as our pace and our progress, we're coming along really quickly in a very short period of time. I know not only fields, but research plots and test plots, things like that, our progress in that area has gone on really quite well also. So we've had a nice pace and really nice conditions to put the crop in to get everything started off on the right foot.
Dave, any other final thoughts that we haven't touched on today?
No, we just, I think we've been pretty diligent in making sure that we've put in the crop in the right conditions, and we've done a good job watching the weather and doing the right thing as far as making sure that we're trying to minimize any kind of stress we're putting on this crop. So I think we've done the right thing so far with getting our crop off to a good start. Growers are doing a good job now keeping weed pressures away. Next thing we'll be looking for once this crop gets growing is doing what we can to keep diseases away. So in corn, that next step will be foliar applications should those diseases present themselves. And in soybeans, growers that are planting, a lot of them are using treated soybeans to get those beans off on the right foot too. So trying to keep disease pressures down there as well.
Dave Kane, field agronomist for DuPont Pioneer, and we'll have more news after these messages. In national ag news, researchers at the University of Kentucky are working on a super mutant corn earworm sexually transmitted disease that could help farmers combat the pest. The university says the virus sterilizes the pest, and researchers are working on a form of the virus that could sterilize 100% of the corn earworms it infects, making a population of the pest unable to reproduce. Currently, the wild virus sterilizes about one-third of the corn earworms it infects. If successful, the researchers say the virus could greatly reduce the chemicals needed to control the earworm. DTN reports that much research lies ahead for the bioinsecticide, including addressing safety concerns. Beneficial insects such as honeybees and monarchs do not appear to be susceptible, but some fellow moths might be harmed by the virus. The researchers say to convince regulatory authorities that the virus is safe, the effects must be very narrow and targeted. Researchers say early discussions with a USDA regulatory assistance group suggest that registering the virus as a bioinsecticide would require a 5-year time frame once the application is submitted. Moving back to some state ag news now, the Illinois Department of Agriculture is accepting proposals for federal specialty crop grants. Grant proposals will be accepted until May 13th, and the Department of Ag's Rebecca Clark says winners should be notified by October 1st.
So the department was notified a few weeks ago that the state of Illinois will receive more than $520,000 for the federal specialty crop grant program. And so right now we are accepting proposals. You can submit those proposals until May 13th at 4 p.m., and once we get all of those, we will submit our state plan to the USDA and hopefully be able to notify the winners by October 1st.
Projects eligible for the grant vary, but the funding is intended to expand the availability of fresh, locally grown produce and strengthen Illinois' specialty crop industry.
I know that the USDA this year is encouraging projects that benefit underserved communities and veterans. Even looking for strategies that would help with drought-stricken regions and increase the opportunities for new and beginning farmers. And so these funds may lead to help projects that will help feed communities, encourage more participation in agriculture, and even increase a farmer's profitability. And we're really excited about the opportunity to be able to help distribute this $520,000, and it's really going to be able to help our communities.
Communications Manager for the Illinois Department of Ag, Rebecca Clark. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.